Okay, welcome to Jumpin' Jack Flash's Rough and Tumble Rodeo Show. Today we're going to be talking about the school day hours.
Yep.
First we're going to go down the line. We got Andy P. over there at the end of the table.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
We got Dylan Spilko.
How's everyone doing?
And finally we got Jesse Solinger.
Jesse Solinger, hi.
And my name is Matt Corsito, and I'm in the big room. So let's go read the promo. Who's got the promo? I'll do the promo. Radio Club is fantastic. You should do it if you feel that you want to. Okay. Who's doing the PSA?
I am.
Great.
Live PSA number 2, blood donation.
Yeah.
Nearly 5 million Americans will need a life-saving blood transfusion this year. Though many are aware of the chronic blood shortage problem, not many are acting to help fix it. It is estimated that 60% of Americans are eligible to give blood, but only 5% actually do. Further, almost 20% of non-donors cite never thought about it as the main reason for not giving blood. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council.
That was a great job. That was really informative.
Blood donation.
All right, so the topic today on the rodeo show is the school day in the Port Washington School District too long? And we've gotten many people have answered this question for us. We've taken many polls, asked many teachers and students their opinions on it. Who wants to start with their opinion? Let's go to Andy P. Guadio at the end of the table.
I think that the Port Washington District school day is just right, considering the way our schedule works. And, you know, the school time is just right. I don't think any longer, any shorter would benefit us.
So you think it's just right the way it is?
Yes.
That's fantastic opinion. Let's see what Dylan's stance is on it.
I think the length of the school day is fine. Well, we think that way because we've kind of adjusted to it because we've been doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the school day has to be started later because
yes.
I think it's too early in the morning.
So it should...
No one's really
awake. It should start later, but it should also end later, you know...
Yes. It's
depending on how far it's pushed
same
back.
Same length.
Okay.
But just start later.
So for those unaware, the school day currently begins at around 8 a.m. and ends at around 3 p.m., give or take a couple minutes. Jesse, what's your stance?
I think that for various reasons, we definitely need to lengthen our school day. It's not long enough, and it's really just has to be extended because we're unachieving. American students are unachieving
in
comparison to other countries.
Well, that's all great, guys. We're gonna enter into some discussion questions. We're gonna show you guys along the way some polls, some questions. Our first discussion question is the increased time justifiable? And I think Jesse could answer that question pretty well because he argued for an increased time.
So we definitely should have an increased time. Here's why. So out of basically various ratings from countries and basically internationally grading how well education is achieved in 74 countries. America, the United States of America, is 31st out of 74 in math, 23 out of 74 in science, and 17 out of 74 in reading and writing. In my opinion, that is an outrage, okay? That's outrageous. America is supposed to be one of the most powerful countries in the world, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if we are so low in education, what is our future going to be like? Our generation is going to grow up and not have, you know, as good of a previous education as many other students. And basically, because of that, because of our underachieving, we won't have as many opportunities in the workplace. So basically, if we want to catch up to China and beat China and Russia as a country and remain as the most powerful country in the world, we need to improve our education. That is the first step for the future. I think it's ridiculous that we are behind these other countries, and the first step in basically improving education is extending the school day because students will then be more invested in their work. Did you know that 20% of the average student in America, 20% of their day is spent in school? How is that possible? 20% of their day? The average student, 20%. That's nothing. It should be much more than that. We should have extended school days so that kids can learn. I mean, it's a privilege. In Africa, some kids would, you know, die just to be able to, you know, go to school. And I really just think that extending the school day will do great things for our country.
So you're upset by are being behind in the academic fields.
Yes, there are various reasons, you know. But that is one of the main...
All right, so just to give you guys a little bit of a factual background, the average amount of school hours in a New York school day is 6.59, and right here in Port Washington, we have 8 hours in a school day, around 8 hours. So we're already an hour and a half ahead of about around an hour and a half.
6.59.
Yeah, that's the average school day in New York, and we're 8 hours. So we're about an hour and a half ahead of those school days already. So Jesse argues that the time, an increased time in school day is justifiable by the fact that we will become more academically enhanced, you know. Dylan, how do you weigh in on this issue?
There's no way to justify increasing the time of a school day, because you may increase the time of the school day, but it all depends on the student themselves. The student, if they want to learn, they can go to school, they can learn everything they need to, but the students that don't want to learn, you still have the option of dropping out of school, right?
Yes.
And some students, they're not happy in school because they're not doing well, and they may not want to continue, and an increased school day, for some students, it may be beneficial because they'll learn more, but then for some students, it's just negative in general, you know?
Dylan, I understand that we're students and that, if I was just lazy and wanted to lay back and let life pass me by, I would have a, 1 hour school day or no school at all. But we need to do better as a society. And if you understand education from a socioeconomic level, no matter what, to increase our average, every school day around the U.S., from every school, every high school, every elementary school, right from the beginning in kindergarten, up through middle school, has to be increased in time, and our teachers need to do better. The way we are going to get better teachers, we are going to pay them more. Paying the teachers more, funding our education, we will get a better profit out of that. It will work in the future, and we will really be able to function and continue to be the best country in the world.
Okay, so I'm going to go down to Andy Pequotti, who hasn't said much yet, so we can get just a stance on how everyone feels right now. Andy, how do you feel about the increased time being justifiable or not?
I think an increase specifically in our school district would be unnecessary. However, nationwide, I think maybe an hour or maybe even an hour and a half, 2 hours extra would be beneficial. However, unnecessary considering a lot of students in America are successful. A lot of our students here are very successful. And I don't think, just giving them extra work and more time is really necessary to their academic growth.
So before you go on, Matt Corsita, before you ask him any more questions, I just want to ask you, basically, if so, what is your solution in order to improve American academics and performance in school?
I think that school districts need better funding and better, not necessarily staff, but, more funding and more effort put in towards helping rebuild even like lower level schools, poor schools in poor areas, give them funding to, help raise education in their areas.
But don't you think it's unacceptable that only 20% of the average American student, 20% of the school day is 20% of the day is spent in school by the average American student? Don't you think that's kind of unacceptable? I mean, we have to extend it a little bit. The school day should be extended in order to increase our average. Otherwise, we're just behind all these other countries like China. Do you want to lose to China? Do you want to be number two? Do you want to be number three? We're just going to – you know how it works with these countries. It's a downward slope, and America's going to fall if we don't have a great structured system.
I'm going to go ahead and read the disclaimer because we never did that. So the program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. So just to get that out of the way. So we've got a lot of differing opinions here in the radio room. So I think we should hear more about what Dylan was saying because he hasn't said much yet. Dylan was saying that the school day is perfectly fine, but we should move it according to, move it back so people can, I guess, have more. What's your reasoning for moving the school day back?
It's because when you wake up in the morning, just from, personal experience and from anyone ever, you're tired in the morning. You're super tired, and it takes a while to adjust. So if you wake up, let's say you wake up at 7:30 and your school day's at 8, and some kids go to sleep at like 11:30 or 11, and that's less than like the average. They say to get 8 hours of sleep, right?
Well, it depends on your body weight and height and basic work ethic during the day, but yeah,
it's around 8 hours
average.
Okay, so it's around 8 hours, and some kids are not getting enough sleep. So I think that the school districts should all, and I think Jericho schools are doing this, another town, where their school day starts at 9-ish. So that's giving you a full extra hour to adjust, get ready for the school day, because some kids have tests right in the morning. So if you're taking a test and you're not fully awake, how are you going to reach your full potential?
Yeah, and I think that that Dylan makes some good points. And we did have some people who we interviewed, such as Dr. O'Connor, who did say that they want to follow Jericho's school system of the moving the school day back to start at 9 a.m. rather than 8 a.m. I'm going to interject here with a poll that we took. Out of 21 participants, we had 6 staff members and around 15 students. The average amount of students that said, well, the question was, how long is the school day? 10, from 1 to 10, 10 being too high, 1 being too low, and 5 is perfect, so it's around that kind of that scale, 5 being the perfect amount. The average out of everyone, all those 20 participants, was 6.48. The teacher average, the staff member average, was 4.8, and the student average was 7.13. So it's obvious that students are more inclined to say that the school day is too long, whereas teachers are more inclined to say that the day is too short or just fine the way it is. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, going back to basically Americans improving in education overall as a whole, and you, Dylan, I get your fear of losing sleep, right, if we extend the school day, and you want to move it back. And I agree with both of those. But, you know, what's the other solution? In my opinion, American athletics are completely, you know, we should have just abolished them. You know, what is that going to get us in life? Okay, we're going to win some gold medals at the Olympics. Big deal. You know, that doesn't really get you money. That's not really what's making us the greatest country in the world. Athletics, we spend too much time in it. These, you know, poor families are, you know, going out and, you know, investing all of their money in, you know, these kids' bodies rather than their brains. And I just think that's sort of ridiculous. I think that we should really put an undertone, basically, you know, dismiss the investment in athletics and really promote academics as a whole. If we want to be the greatest country in the world, that's what we're going to need to do.
So you feel that after-school athletic programs are
Shouldn't be abolished, yeah, and we should have them, but they are a little bit too overhyped right now. It's getting to a point where it's a little crazy with the steroids and, you know, kids going, you know, crazy lengths just to do well in sports when really they should be, you know, trying to do well in school.
So you feel that kids are being distracted by these after-school activities?
Yes, and that will make up for the time that is taken away by the length. So if we shorten practice and maybe not do practice every day during the week, we could do like 3 days a week of practice or something else. We can mix it up somehow. Basically, then we would have more time for school, which obviously we said would be lengthened, and then you would still have that 8 hours of sleep.
Well, some kids find sports as an outlet, and when they don't do so well in school, they make up for it in sports, and that's where scholarships come in for sports, meaning that sports help them get farther in life. So some kids, they may focus more on sports because maybe their education isn't that strong at the point.
So you think it's because they're so athletic that they can, you know, basically trump their academic careers?
No.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Dylan, do you realize that there are 500 players in the NBA, mm-hmm. 500 players in baseball?
I'm not saying they'll be professionals.
Around 500, okay. So how else are they going to make money? Are they going to be a pro lacrosse player?
Sorry to interrupt, but we're going to have to... Well, I want to hear Andy's opinions on this, because he hasn't been able to say anything in a while.
I hear what you're saying, Jesse. However, from experience and, you know, seeing other kids, you know, after school activities and sports often get kids back on track. You could see, you know, a kid who's not, you know, he's getting in trouble, you know, bad grades, but they, you know, then they join a sport or a club or an activity after school, and it can get them back on track. It can get them back on track and, you know, give them a good work ethic.
So, I think we have a lot of varying opinions right now. We're going to move on to some interviews that we took. First of all, we already mentioned Dr. O'Connor, Jennifer, who he said, as a psychology teacher, he has some valid points. He said that starting at 9 and moving it back to 4, you know, the same length of the day, but starting at 9, would be better. It would make the students more beneficial and more open to education during the day. And we had some students like Noah Seiden, Connor Shanahan, Jacob McElroy. They all agree with Dr. O'Connor's thesis. We had Sean Liu, who said a good length. The school day is a good length as it is, and the schools are starting to end later. So that's kind of agreeing with Dr. O'Connor. So a lot of people are agreeing right now with Dylan's opinion. And we had Andrew Young, who said starts later, ends later, and the brain doesn't fully wake up until 10 o'clock, which is a valid point. And then we had interviewed Ben, who was rather silent, but said the school day was a little bit too long. And so these are just some of our some of the students' opinions, who are mainly arguing with Dylan's side of the argument, if not saying that the school day is too long as is and should be shortened. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, that's because they're saying this as students because they are the ones experiencing this. Obviously, they don't want to go to school for longer. School can be boring, and it can be really tough on a young brain, but we have to do it. If we want to be the most powerful country in the world, if we want to excel militarily, academically, in science, in mathematics, in economics, we're going to need to extend the school day. We can't shorten the school day. All that can mean is failure.
I'm going to ask a question, mainly at Dylan and Andy, who haven't spoken about much about this topic. Do you think that a longer school day and increased work in academics would be hard on students?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it adds definitely. Like a total new level of stress that could make the students it can have a very negative effect on the student in school.
Especially students, you know, that are taking advanced courses and, you know, most of their day is just filled up with, you know, harder classes. You know, they don't really get much time during the day to, you know, sit down, calm down, you know, kind of take the stress off their mind. So having a really long school day, also jam-packed with classes, could be really tough on, you know, especially young kids.
So in theory, a longer school day could actually backfire and lead to worse grades, is what you're arguing?
Yes. More
Jesse,
stress.
Jesse, how do you respond to that?
I think that's completely counterintuitive. It doesn't make any sense. I think that by you guys, because you guys are saying this, you really should just move to a country that isn't the greatest country in the world. If we want to be number one, we have to be number one in all aspects of society, and one of those is education, to continue to be at the top. This is our goal as Americans. We need to spread democracy, and we need to make sure that the world is a safe, free, and continuously developing and advancing place. And if we want that to happen again, we need to lengthen the school.
Well, Jesse, just because we put that in place doesn't necessarily mean, you know, Dylan said this earlier, that every student is going to put in all that effort. And, you know, just because they have the classes doesn't necessarily mean they're going to try mm-hmm. or they're going to improve.
So along with this, if we abolish, or not abolish, but, you know, lessen the influence of sports, then students will have more time to study, more, you know, probably more free play, right? More time to relax, and overall just do great things for their brains.
Jesse, how do you feel about not only sports but also other after school activities that are like, you know, clubs and stuff that also take place after or before school time?
Many after school activities are very beneficial to society. Sports, I'm sort of against because, you know, this won't really do anything for us in the future. The Olympics are, you know, certain sports can be, you know, technically competitions, but that's not true power. True power is the next politician. True power is the next great world leader. True power is mathematics and advancements, making our lives easier as people. And then eventually when we get to that point where everyone has a great lifestyle, nobody's poor, not communism, but basically, you know, luxury and quality of life is raised to the top, then we can shorten the school day, we can shorten working hours, and people can live in harmony. That's the utopian universe.
Okay, so we've had some very good points. You guys have been putting your best foot forward. In the interest of time, I'm going to ask everyone to wrap up their final opinions and their conclusions about their arguments. So, Andy, what's your final statement?
I still stand that, you know, the school day is, you know, perfect the way it is, especially in our school district. We have plenty of successful students here that a short or longer school day will just, you know, not really help them at all.
Dylan, what's your final statement?
That the school day should be started later and that same length is perfect.
And Jesse, what's your final?
My final statement is that sports should be abolished, the school day should be longer, and if we want to be successful, you're going to need to wake up. Stop being tired. If you want to, you should have some caffeine, some coffee.
So from all of us here at WDOT, this has been Jumpin' Jet Flash's Rough and Tumble Radio Show. Goodbye. disclaimer? Yeah. The program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of the WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.